Good morning and welcome to your podcast. Well, it may not be morning where you are, but it's definitely morning where I am.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily morning when they are too, because, you know, we're recording this in the morning, but yeah. You know, you can listen to it anytime. The joy of podcasting.
So anyway, welcome to your podcast, Mike.
Welcome to your podcast, Todd.
You know, for me, it's just gotten back from 2 weeks on the East Coast, and my body is still on the East Coast. So I actually woke up at 3:30 this morning. It was just lovely waking up that early.
Yeah. Why not? I don't mind waking up early if I've had enough sleep.
Yeah, I think I've had enough. So I think I'm good. But lots happening in the podcasting space. And you and I were, you know, kind of talking about some of the things going on, some of the news and some of the, you know, basically what's happening around. And, you know, there's a little bit of rumors going, and we don't normally like to talk about rumors, but we think it's important. And I know most of you that are listening to this show are customers of ours. And if you're not, we definitely want you to be. But, you know, we've heard about SoundCloud having financial troubles for quite a while. And, you know, earlier in the year, they put forth a statement basically saying they didn't know if they would make it to the end of the year with the funds on hand. And so everyone is kind of on bated breath a little bit about, you know, where that's headed. But they announced that they're deferring salary reviews indefinitely. And, you know, if I'm working for a company and they're telling me, well, we're not going to do salary reviews right now because we're waiting for our next round of funding to come in before we do that, that can't be good.
Right. And to clarify, that was a anonymous post of somebody that reportedly works at SoundCloud. So they haven't come out and officially announced that, but that's the rumor going around.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just, you know, here's the crux. If you're not hosting with us and you're hosting somewhere, with some company that is new or is in a situation like SoundCloud is, you know, make sure really that you have a plan. And the most critical part, and let's just be straight up, in any hosting situation, if you are hosting your RSS feed not with PowerPress on your .com, you're really at risk, because if SoundCloud goes down and you have control of your RSS feed, no big deal. You find a new place to host your media and you're back up and going. But if they have your RSS feed and they pull the plug, it gets much more difficult.
Yeah, and that goes for pretty much anywhere that you're hosting. Anywhere. As long as you're, you know, if you've got your own RSS feed, you own the address, then you're good. You know, if whatever company disappears, you just find a new spot for your files and recreate the RSS feed at the original address, and away you go. You know, just make sure you keep local copies of your files. Don't rely on, you know, somebody else to have copies of your episodes, because, you know, who knows? Weird things happen. And, you know, when big companies, you know, such as SoundCloud or even smaller companies that have traditionally been in the podcast hosting space that have gone out of business, give very little warning.
Yeah, so, like 2-3 days, 2 days before Christmas, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, here's the situation. Let's look at this from a reality perspective. If they're trying to raise money, they're not going to say anything, nothing to the very end. They're going to try to raise money all the way up to, you know, D-Day. And when they're out, they're just going to, boom, they're going to be gone. You know, and then they've raised millions of dollars. And the last round they raised was 56. And actually, their last round was a loan for $56 million.
You know, and that's, like I said, goes for any company.
You know,
if you're hosting with, you know, one of the long established podcasting hosting companies, and you're using their feed, And that includes us. You know, you want to have that backup plan. You know, you really should be doing it on your own website, on an address that you own.
You know, here's a key differentiator between us and really everyone else. If we go away tomorrow, let's say we pulled the plug, we shut the doors, and we're not going to do that. You still have PowerPress. PowerPress still works with or without us. There's nothing tied in the plugin that has to make sure we're online. Now, the uploading part would quit working, but you could still host the media anyplace and link it. So, you know, that's the only, you know, that's really the only risk that you're running with hosting with us and basically having your feed on your own website. So this is why we, for many, many years, have been in this mindset. Control your brand, control your feed, control your IP. That way, if something does go sideways with someone you're working with, you can at least have some time to, make some change outs. So, but we're not going anywhere. We're completely in the black. We're doing fine. But just have a plan B. So, Mike, moving on to the next topic. Of course, the last show we were really right on the prefaces of the Apple making their announcement on Friday. We recorded the last show on a Thursday, like we're doing today, and of course, on Friday, Apple came up with their big announcements on their new tags. Right. So lots of excitement around that.
Yeah, and I did, when I posted the episode, of course, right at the beginning, I said, hey, we know about it. We just recorded before it. So we'll talk about it today. iOS 11 is coming out sometime in the fall. And they haven't given us great details, but you know, they did give us the tag specifications, and PowerPress will have all those tags in it in the next release. Basically for, what do they call it, serial type content, where you want the order of the episodes to be 1 through 10 instead of 10 through 1, something like that. And there was a few other new tags in there, and Angelo knows a lot more about that than I do, but...
Yeah, there's a whole host of tags, and I don't want to go into the details on the tags today. But I think the key here is we're being cautious. We have actually the update in PowerPress ready. We may come out with it in the next couple of days. But what we'd like to do is we're concerned that Apple's ready. We heard one report that someone tried to submit a new show with the new tags, and Apple would not take it. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some internal testing to make sure that these new tags being enabled, and I think there's four of them, with some clarification on two of them, that we're going to test those and make sure that we can submit a show and make sure it's approved. The last thing we want to do is introduce the tags too early and Apple's not ready for them internally, and it causes chaos. So this is, you know, we were ready like 4 days after the announcement to release it. And we heard about this one person that had some issues, and we thought, let's wait. You know, this is, everyone's excited, but let's be frank. unless you're running the iOS 11 podcast beta or the iOS 11 beta iPhone build, we're still plenty early, so we're gonna have plenty of time for people to get this enabled on their websites and get it engaged so that when they do flip the switch that it's good. So it is coming, and we'll talk a lot more detail about those specific tags once PowerPress is released. Mackenzie did an in-depth dive on her show, the PowerPress podcast. So, you're going to get Five Ways to Sunday by listening to the shows. But one thing that they've also decided, Mike, is they're going to give the iOS podcast app play stats. And that's pretty exciting, too. But we need to tamper that just a little bit about exactly what we're getting there.
Right. They're going to have stats, you know, that's like how long somebody listened and all that kind of thing. And like I said, I don't know the details of that. I don't believe that they've really announced the total details on that. But the thing is, it's only for the podcast app on Apple. You know, they may have a desktop app coming. I don't know. We don't know. Apple's very secretive about that stuff. But as of right now, it's just the podcast app on iOS. That's not going to cover any other third-party apps on iOS. It's not going to cover Android. It's not going to cover Windows Phone. It's just going to cover the Apple iOS podcast app. And that's right around 55% from a report I just saw not too long ago.
Yeah, we globally, and again, those of you that are listening to this show, and this is a term we use here in Hawaii, you're very Akamai. Akamai meaning you're very tuned in. For those of you that are listening to this show, you know, most of you are using the subscribe on Android icon on your website. You're using that in the sidebar, subscribe sidebar. So our audience and our users of PowerPress and, you know, people that use our tools are gaining Android market share leaps and bounds beyond the rest of the space, largely because, you know, you've got the ability to give Android users the ability to one-click subscribe just like they do on iTunes. And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, you need to be at subscribeonandroid.com. You can check it out and also look at the subscribe sidebar within PowerPress. It's available in the widget section of WordPress. But our global, and this is about 50,000 shows, I think it's actually a little more than that, maybe 55,000 shows, 55.5% of global listening is done on the iOS podcast app. Another small percentage, I think it's like 6-something, is actually, 5, let's see what it is. Oh, excuse me, 51.1 is the iOS podcast app, and the iTunes desktop is 4.4. Now, additional Apple third-party market share is currently at 7.7%. So if you think about that, 51% of the global, at least our measured global podcasting space, if it's 51.1% use the iOS podcast app, then only, 7.7% use third-party apps such as Stitcher Radio, Overcast. None of those apps, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, have more than 2% individually. So there's not a single app outside of the podcast iOS app that gets more than 2% globally. Now, the rest of that is made up of over-the-top, Android, the rest of the market falls in their browsers and that type of stuff. So I think, the key here is it's still, I'm excited because it is going to give you at least 50%. You're going to get a footprint of what 50% of your audience is doing, how long they're listening, when they're dropping off. Hopefully they're going to give scrub in data. We'll see. But I think it's going to be invaluable for you in basically planning your podcast and looking, is my length the right amount? Am I losing people if you've got a 40-minute show, am I losing people at 30 minutes? And what can I change to keep them? So I think this is going to be huge for the space.
Right. And, it's not going to be, 100% coverage, but, you can extrapolate out that probably most of your listeners will follow, that pattern. But, the big thing is that it's just the Apple app. And, the Apple app is, over time, losing some market share, at least the percentage. I think the overall growth, they're still growing like everybody else, but Android's growing a little faster.
And yeah, they are. And, if you think about where we've been and where we are, in May of 2007, it was, iOS owned 96.5%. And then it started gradually slipping. May of 2008, 73.8. May of 2012, 73.1. May of 2013, 68.7. May of 2014, 68.6. May of 2015, 64.8. And then a big drop in May of 2016 to 59.7. And May of 2017, 5.5. That's the beauty of having data all the way back to 2005.
Right.
We can go back and look and see, what the actual trend is and which is awesome because most companies are using you know, surveys and all kinds of stuff, but we've got actual data.
Right. And then, you know, it's not that the iOS podcast app is losing listeners.
No, it's
gaining listeners. It's just everybody else is gaining faster at this point.
So anyway, that's what's going on with the, you know, with the new tags. And I know many of you are excited about it. Many of you will never use them. I might have a season 2017,
right?
You know, that might be, you know, I've always said seasons are fantastic when season one ends on a Sunday and season two starts on a Tuesday, you know, so.
It is kind of handy though. If you want to take a break from your podcast, you could just call that season one and come back later with season two. You know, I see the point.
It's true, but what we see is a dramatic drop off of audiences. If you're gone more than a month, you know, you're probably going to lose 50% of your audience or more. So that's, you know, people build you into their life. Remember that. They know when your show's coming out. Those of you listening to this know that the show comes out on a Monday, every other Monday, and you plan for it. You know, weekly shows more so if you're doing a couple shows a week. So really, that's what it's really all about. It's people planning your content into their lives or your podcast into their lives. Also, we got internally some big news.
Yes.
Something got fixed.
Finally. I love it. For those of you that are on our stat service, on our pro stat service, you know that sometime this winter, we had a little glitch in the giddy up and the refresh button had to be disabled. So we put everything on automatic refresh for the last several months, and now the refresh button works again. It's awesome.
Yeah, what happened there was we've been peeling the layers of the onion back, and, you know, about a year ago, we decided that we are going to give everyone that's using our stat service the same level of data down on an individual episode. And give them more data within the individual episode. And also we went to a different archiving system within the database because before we were able to do, when we first started, we were able to archive a whole year and have a whole year of data actively in the database. And then it went to a month and now we're down to a day. We collect so much data every day that we don't necessarily archive it, but it basically gets packaged up differently in how the data is processed. So, you know, it really, the scale was growing more rapid than the system could handle. And when we fixed all that and then started doing, and what has a tendency to happen, and folks, listen, don't sit there and just hit refresh all day. It's one of those situations where your stats aren't going to, I know you're excited about stats and we were having people come in and like every 10 minutes hitting refresh. And, I'm fanatical about stats, but some people are more so than I am and they sit on that page and watch it. So we didn't expect the, podcaster behavior to be that way. You know, we think, oh, you hit refresh. We recrunch your data within about 30 seconds to a minute. We update your page. But people weren't waiting. They kept queuing refresh, 5 minutes later, even though it updated. And it wasn't good. So we had to rework Angelo had to reprogram it. And just, we had so much going on. He wasn't able to dedicate a lot of time to it each week. But it's finally fixed.
Yep, it's fixed. And I hopefully won't get so many emails asking me when it's going to be fixed.
Yeah, you know, one guy that emailed you said, how come this isn't fixed? And you're like, I guess you haven't looked lately because it is.
Yeah, well, you know, he probably just assumed we hadn't fixed it yet, and there it is. But, hey, it's working, and we've got it going. So and it is restricted to like once an hour, I think. So
is that when he has it now?
I believe. I don't know if that's going to change, but right now it's like once an hour. Because if you hit it again within an hour, it'll say a request has already been made within the hour or something like that.
And really what we do, and just so you know, we collect data on one server and then copy it over to the processing server. And technically, we don't copy. We only copy data once an hour. So that's why it's, I think he set it to an hour.
Right. And, you know, then the reason we do that is, you know, we're collecting a ton of data all the time. And so those servers can't go down.
You know? Yeah. And we're collecting more data than any other company in the space as far as number of podcasts and level of reporting data. So, you know, I know Libsyn does their stats a little different, but they have nary, not even a percentage of the volume that we have for his number of customers and commercial clients and so forth.
And even our free stats, you know, we do offer free stats for people. So
yeah. And, you know, active users in the system over 55,000 and it's growing. So, okay. So let's talk about some of your tech support stuff.
Yeah. One of the things that happens a lot is somebody will contact me for tech support and they'll use a different email than what their email is in our system. And they don't give me any indication of the name of their show or anything. So then I have to email them back and say, well, I didn't find an account under that email, you know, and back and forth. So you end up with two or three emails back and forth and, you know, help us help you, you know, speed up your support. At Blueberry, just give me your feed address and your Blueberry login email address whenever you contact us, you know, about tech support. That will, you know, make it so I can answer your question rather than ask you questions.
And yeah, it's like help, and you're like, how can I help you?
exactly.
and yeah, so you know, provide that information. You know, when you're contacting support, we get some of it in the support ticket, but of you have two or three different shows
and you got different emails for different things. And we understand that, but whatever email you use to log into Blueberry is the one we need to look all your stuff up. So it just, you know, just makes it go faster, you know, and that happens not just with me, but Sean, Todd, Charles, you know, anybody that, you know, there we have to look up your account. If it's about something with your account. And the other thing I notice a lot is, you know, if you're using PowerPress on, you know, your WordPress site, whether it's hosted by us at PowerPress Sites or not, there's one final step that you have to do. And we are going to try to automate this at some point, but right now it's not automatic. So what you have to do is give us your feed address. You know, right there in the under the directory listing at Blueberry in the dashboard, give us your feed address. That way, A, gives us your feed address so we don't have to ask you. Second, it also puts you in our directory and keeps it up to date, because that's how our directory works as well. It's not, even if you're hosting with us, you know, it isn't automatic that your show is in the directory and kept up to date. We still need that RSS feed. Now, if you're hosting with us and not using PowerPress, you're just using the Blueberry Publisher system, then don't put any address in there because that is automatic. But, you know, if you're using PowerPress and WordPress, even on PowerPress sites, please, please, please give us your feed address in the listing settings.
Yeah, we're going to have an update to PowerPress at some point that we'll be able to sync that data. And, you know, you think we'd already have that done, but, you know, there's some complexity in that. So, yeah. You know, for example, if someone's using a category feed, we need to have logic in that syncing software to be able to say, okay, which feed is their primary feed? You know, we could sync their podcast feed. That's real easy. But if you've added a couple of category feeds, we need to know, okay, this show is linked to this category feed. Yeah. And so that, therein lies the complexity of being able to sync that data back to Blueberry. So we're probably going to have a little pop-up that will say, which feed do you want to send over to us? And But that is not yet done. So the devs are thinking through how they can do that the most efficiently. And number two, make sure that Mike doesn't get barraged by 25 support emails an hour saying, help, I don't know which feed to submit to Blueberry.
Right.
So the feed you should submit to Blueberry is the same feed that you submit to iTunes. That's the feed you should be.
And everywhere else. You know, you should just have that one feed, and that one feed needs to go everywhere.
Yeah.
And last thing, you know, we've had two people that, you know, they upload an episode and then they realize, oh, I need to edit something. And we have the no fault hosting, which means you can replace a file and it doesn't count against your quota. So you use the same file name. But part of the problem is when you do that, our CDN works, and all CDNs work this way. When you first upload a file, it sits on a particular server, and then it propagates out to other data centers around the world to give you the fastest, you know, place and more paths, you know, so that when your listener hits play on something or downloads something, it's coming from the most efficient data center. So that's how a CDN works. Problem is, if you replace the file, it goes to that initial server, and it takes a little while for it to propagate out to the rest of the CDN. So if you do replace a file and you need it, you know, really quickly to replace on the CDN, just give us an email. We can purge that CDN and make it a little bit faster to update. Otherwise, it updates, you know, roughly 2-3 hours tops. But don't be surprised if you upload a new version of your episode, and then when you go hit play on it, it's playing the old version.
Yeah, there's like three. Our CDN is global, and I think just the United States alone, they've got 300 different points of presence. So, you know, many times it might be even in the, they may have a point of presence right in your ISP, you know, or very close to it. So, you know, just keep, you know, just keep that in mind that, you know, it starts at one place and then it propagates through. And just like any other big business, they have a set time on when they go through and look at the master list of media being served and say, oh, that one has a different checksum error or checksum byte range and basically different size. We need to replace him. And then that process starts. But, you know, it's just one of those deals that we have very little control on how fast it repopulates the system, unless we, like Mike said, he can issue a cache dump and they will, and then it's forced to pull the file almost immediately. But we can do that cache dump for you 9 to 5 Eastern. But if you upload that thing at 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern, we may not get to it. It may already be propagated by the time Mike gets in the office in the morning. So just be aware of that. It does take just a little while to purge and refilter into the CDN.
Yep. And then that just assures that any new downloads will be from that new file that you uploaded.
Yep.
So I think that's about it.
I've done that before, Mike. I've made a mistake or something in the file or, you know, goofed. I actually uploaded the wrong file one time and, you know, put up an old show versus a new show, and it gives you a moment of a panic when you do that.
Yeah, in that case, though, you're usually changing the file name if you do that. So,
yeah.
And if you do change the file name, if it's within the same month, you could just, you know, put an extra character on it and re-upload it and, you know, delete the other one and, you know.
Yeah, delete the other one.
And, you know, that works too. That can, but if people already got it, they might get it a second time. So that's probably not good. But hey,
but
you know,
it is what it is. But if you've just done it, you know, if it's just within minutes, you're like, you know, and that sometimes is the better way, is to upload a new file name and then delete the original one. And that's sometimes the better way to do that. But remember as Mike said, the no fault also gives you 25% over. So if you've got a 100 meg hosting account with us, 100 megs per month, you actually get, it's 20%, right?
25.
Or 25%. So you get 125 megs of storage each month. because we know, you know, like this show, we could go a little long and need a little bit more storage.
Yeah, or there could be five Mondays in the month, and you know, you have three episodes instead of two, or four instead of, or five instead of four.
Yeah. So that's it for your podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, we're trying to be informative about stuff that's going on at Blueberry, and definitely, you know, we sent out a newsletter that contains a lot of useful information about stuff that's coming up. First podcast movement's coming up soon. Definitely go over to powerpresspodcast.com and read the blog post. We want you to share those. Tweet those blog posts out that you like, or share them on Facebook with your fellow podcast friends. We put a lot of resources into sharing with you good information and time. So I hope you take time to read those articles. And we hope that you subscribe to both these shows, the PowerPress Podcast and this show, your podcast, on the sidebar at powerpresspodcast.com. Mike, how can they reach us?
Just email yourpodcast@blueberry.com, and that'll get to both me and Todd simultaneously, and we will answer and maybe even read your question on the podcast.
But we want to thank you for joining us today for your podcast. Mike, thanks for doing your podcast with me.
Yeah, well, thanks for getting up early. Well, you got up early anyway, but thanks for getting online here, and we'll catch you in a couple weeks.
All right, folks. We'll see you next time on your podcast.